Good morning and welcome. Fruits of Repentance is the title of today's sermon given by the Reverend Christopher Johnson in this morning's worship service coming to you from Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. We invite you in joining us in praising God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through this worship service. The presiding pastor is the Reverend Dr. Stephen K. Jurdy, and the assisting minister is Vicar Joseph Pinzel. The Church's season of Advent is being celebrated, during which we intensify our expectation of our Lord's final coming, even as He came once at Bethlehem. The congregation sings the entrance hymn, Prepare the Royal Highway, number 26 in the Lutheran Book of Worship. The organist is Cantor Irene Beethy. The choir is the Zion Lutheran Cantore. The lector is Kathy Fondry.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Holy Church, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The choir now sings the choral response, "Lift Up Your Heads, O Gates," by David von Kampen.
The Old Testament is taken from Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 7b. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired worker in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, against those who thrust aside the sojourner, and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 66.
Be joyful in God, all you lands. Sing the glory of his name. Sing the glory of his praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great strength, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down before you. Sings to you, sings out your name. Come down and see the works of God. How wonderful he is in his in him. In his mighty rules forever, his eyes keep watch over the nations. Let no rebel rise up against him. Bless our God, you peoples. Make the voice of his praise to be heard. Who holds our souls in life and will not allow our feet to slip. Purified us like silver. You have brought us into the snare. You laid heavy burdens upon our heads. You let enemies ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into a place of refreshment. Glory to the Father and to the Son.
The epistle lesson is taken from Philippians chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is in my prayer that your love may abound more and more, with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Eritrea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. He said, therefore, to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the crowds asked him, what then shall we do? And he answered them, whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise. Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, collect no more than you are authorized to do. Soldiers also asked him, and we, what shall we do? And he said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us confess the faith with one heart. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified on Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He is spoken with the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The children are now going to the church hall for Sunday school classes. In response to the Word of God, the congregation sings the hymn of the day, On Jordan's Banks, the Baptist Cry, number 36.
Lord, I pray. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. John the Baptist prepared the way of the Lord, and how did he do that? He did that by preaching what God wanted him to say. And what did John the Baptist preach? He preached about baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, that fruit might be born in the repentant heart. Here is John in the wilderness preaching about the necessity of baptism, the necessity of repentance, the necessity of conversion, the coming righteous judgment of God. And how is he received? People in droves flocked to hear him. The rich, the poor, the elite, the uneducated, the farmer, the scribes, the priests and Pharisees, and so on and so forth. People in droves flocked to hear him. People in droves flocked to be baptized by him. People in droves flocked to him that they might repent of their sinful actions, habits, and dispositions. But when it comes to repentance, John knew, Christ knows, and we as pastors come across this from time to time, not everyone is truly honest in their confession and repentance. People can easily say the right words, go through the proper motions, appear to be sorrowful, when in fact it's all a sham. This is what John sensed from the crowd, some in the crowd, not all in the crowd, when he said, "You brood of vipers." John calls out the hypocrisy that was present. John tells them that they cannot expect to be saved from the wrath of God just because they say or do the right rituals, when nothing in them has changed, when they don't want their lives to be changed for the sake of God. John even ups the ante. He tells the crowd that just because they are Jewish and related to Abraham, this gives them no reason to think that the wrath of God won't come upon them as well. John says, God is able from these stones on the ground right here to raise up children for Abraham. What John is saying is this, because this cuts them to the core. What John is saying is this: genetics, heritage, who you are related to, that cannot save you. Going through the proper religious rites and rituals and motions, that can't save you. Though your hearts are stone cold, God can, if he chooses, from these rocks on the ground, turn them into something better than you. So here's the crowd hanging on John's words, and they cry out, "Well, then what shall we do?" John tells them what he said before: bear fruits worthy of repentance. And that is our focus for this morning, bearing fruits worthy of repentance. This is what John said to the crowd. This is what John says to us. And so how do you, people of God, do that? But before I get into your doing, you must first look at what God is doing. Remember, liturgy, our focus during Advent, is the service the Redeemer renders to you. It is the good that God does for you. It is the gifts of the Lord that he lavishes upon you. What you all are receiving this day at this moment, as you have the audacity to come to this place this morning with your sins in tow, like an unsightly set of luggage, in the presence of God who is holy, 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 what you all are receiving this day is the gift of forgiveness in response to the fruits of repentance that God is working in you, in your heart, in your mind, in your life. In other words, God has been working the fruits of repentance in you already. If you didn't care about God and his eternal righteousness, if you weren't in awe of his majesty and holiness, if you didn't feel the sting of judgment in John's words, you wouldn't be here. So since you are here, I take it to mean God has been working the fruits of repentance in you. But if you're not here for those reasons, well then thanks be to God that you are here, that you get to hear the good news proclaimed. God started the work of working the fruits of repentance in you the day you were baptized. A new name was placed upon you. God's own name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A new heart was given to you. A cross was marked on your forehead as an indelible reminder and promise that you are no longer your own. Parents and godparents were given to you to remind you to whom you ultimately belong. You have been claimed and chosen by somebody else, by God Himself. And because God Himself has claimed you, you will be holy, you will be righteous, you will be, as the prophet Malachi put it, you will be refined, you will be purified. God has promised this is to you, that this is how things will be. Just a little while ago, you confessed your sins and you were absolved. A moment of going back to your baptism. But it is God, the Holy Spirit, in you causing you to cry out for mercy to your Lord and God so that you would indeed be repentant and made holy. In a little while, this holy God will give you Himself, His body and blood, working more fruits of repentance in you. This meal, after all, is a supper for blubberers. It is a dinner for sinners. It is a new creation gift that is doled out to you, the baptized. And also know that if this, all of this forgiveness isn't enough, all that repentance that God is working in you right now, if that isn't enough, then I encourage you to talk to myself or talk to Pastor Jurdy or talk to Vicar Pinzel after worship tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, any day in the future. If you need to be privately absolved, if you wish to confess those sins to us, then by all means do so, so that you may receive the gift of forgiveness again and again and again. Because the words we proclaim are not our words, but they are God's words and God's promise for you. Your desire for forgiveness is a sign that no one other than God, who is holy, 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 is producing those fruits of repentance in you. And isn't that just amazing? Isn't that wonderful? It's like what Paul told the church in Philippi. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. God, what God started, God will finish, and He is continuing that work of holiness in you. God works His fruits of repentance in you through His liturgy, through His gifts, through the ministry of His church. And so how will you now, people of God, respond to this, to what God is working in you? A proper response to the good work of God producing the fruits of repentance in you, it looks like thanksgiving as you kneel reverently before the altar, in the pews, at the bedside in devotion before the evening concludes. Thanksgiving sounds like prayers of adoration to the Father through the Son in His Spirit. It sounds like laughter as you chuckled yourself after receiving all that God has to give, and you say, "Is this even possible that God can be that good to someone like me?" It's kind of like this, if you want to think about it this way. It's kind of like a high school football player getting to meet their favorite NFL star. The kid, he looks at their shoes. He avoids eye contact because of how awesome this moment is. They are not worthy of it at all. No way this is happening. No way that this is possible. But it is. It's happening. It's possible. And as this kid looks up, here is this phenomenal athlete putting his hands upon their shoulder, looking at this awkward kid with a smile, and starts to show them how to improve their game. And improve it they will, because this young kid wants to show that what they just experienced, what they just received, what they have been given and gifted, truly matters to them, that it made a difference. The same kind of logic applies to faith. As the fruit of repentance get worked out in you, the God who is holy, holy, holy has come so near to you in Jesus Christ that His holiness rubs off on you. And you, out of reverence and awe, want to show the Lord that all the gifts you have received truly matter, that they made a difference, that they're making a difference. Your heart of stone has become a vibrant, beating, pulsating heart of flesh. Your baptism isn't a past event that no longer matters, but a living and active promise in your life that drowns you in repentance and raises you up into the sweetness of forgiveness. Your presence here at worship isn't some sort of pious show where you're simply going through the motions, but your presence here bears witness to the fact that Jesus Christ matters to you, that Jesus Christ matters to all of His saints. Your confession isn't merely lip service, but an inevitable outpouring of the devotion you have for your God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is an inevitable outpouring of your devotion to God who breathes down the back of your neck, but not as a righteous judge bearing in His hands the cup of wrath. No, He's breathing down your neck because He's been chasing after you, and He's got you. He's been chasing after you that He may place His omnipotent hands upon your shoulders and turn you around to see Him. Because that's what repentance means, to be turned around. To turn you around so that you would see the Lord as He picks up your sinful, unsightly set of luggage. He carries it for you, and He won't give it back. So now that you have nothing holding you back from following Him, it's not a matter of what will you do now, it's a matter of what won't you do now. Coats, tunics, jackets. Here, Lord, have this one. Take this one. I can always get some more. And wouldn't you know it, this is why we've got these baskets out here for you to put those jackets in. How will the fruits of repentance carry over in the workplace or at home? It will look like you being honest, being reliable, being obedient to those over you. It will look like you being happy with how you are paid. It will look like you doing whatever it is that you are supposed to do with an unbridled joy in your heart because you have received all the gifts of God and God has been working the fruits of repentance in your life. And so, people of God, how you respond to those ripening fruits of repentance in you will look different from person to person, but how you respond, all you who respond to this have all this in common. It is because of God's gifts given to you. It is because of God's liturgy that the Lord can grow those fruits of repentance in your life, in your mind, and in your heart. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all creation according to its needs.
For the Holy Church, that being blessed with your grace, it may bear witness about the light of Christ our Lord. Let us pray for the
Lord, have mercy.
For our brothers and sisters who face persecution, that the God of peace might sanctify them in their suffering, keeping them blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, that it may joyfully bear the fruits of repentance in gladly receiving your gracious gifts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all earthly rulers, temporal governments, and all citizens who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who keep watch over our nation and communities, that their work might always serve to bring peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who seek your face, O Lord, in the midst of trial, tribulation, or mourning, especially all of Zion's homebound members, those who suffer from natural disasters, all those we have held in our prayers, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for the reign of God here and throughout all the world, that through daily repentance we might be called out from a life hallowed by sin and death, and in the promise given in baptism, rise daily to new life in Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
One announcement as we prepare to receive our offerings. This announcement concerns the Holy Spirit. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is generosity. And during this season of Advent, as we prepare for Christmas, you have many opportunities to be generous. As Pastor Johnson pointed out in his sermon, we are conducting a warm winter clothing collection this December at Zion, as well as a children's book collection. The Salvation Army is asking for new winter clothing and new children's books to share with those whom they serve. And if you have those offerings to bring, we have baskets here at the baptistry, and I think one in the chapel and one by the church office. We receive our tithes and offerings.
Out of love for God, and in order to support the work of the church, the congregation is now placing its offering into the baskets being passed by the ushers. Pastor Jurdy will then lead the congregation in the sacrament of Holy Communion, assisted by Pastor Johnson and Vicar Pinsel. Two hymns will be sung during the distribution. O Lord, How Shall I Meet You, number 23, and The Advent of Our God, number 22. The broadcast of today's service is sponsored by Bob and Marilyn Stankowski, in memory of Marilyn's parents, Ehart and Leona Leash, brother Dale, and sister-in-law Sharon Leash.
Gracious Father, with this bread and cup, We remember the life our Lord offered for us. Believing in the witness of his resurrection, we await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new, in the day when he comes again to judge the world in righteousness. And so with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending
took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Amen.
The same way also he took the cup after the supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me."
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup,
we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Thank you.
join us at this same time next Sunday morning. Worship services at Zion Lutheran Church are Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. and Saturday evenings at 5:15 p.m. Midweek services are held Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. Sunday school for children is held on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. in the church hall. Bible study is held each Sunday at 10:15 a.m. in the church hall. Zion has been broadcasting for 81 years, and the Wausau Lutheran Hour continues to bring you the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your letters and comments. Our address is Zion Lutheran Church, 709 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403. You can get more information at Zion's website, www.zionlutheranwausau.com. And now may our Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you and grant you a joyful and blessed week.
turn God toward one another for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.